along with the founder of the Life Enthusiast
Co-op, today I must
Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this fine day?
What was I expecting myself? Yeah, I'm experiencing sort of a verbal, I don't know, can't think of words, you know? It's as if my brain wasn't being fed well enough, which is kind of sad because I have the tools, but, you know, by the time it hits me, it's a little late. You know, it's a reflection of what happened a few hours ago because, you know, as nutrition is in the body, it's... you reap the rewards of your breakfast by dinner time. So, you know, if you're craving sugar and cookies, desserts and that sort of thing near dinner, that probably is because you didn't eat a good enough protein-based breakfast. So this being a midday, I'm just reaping the benefits of what I did or didn't do late last night. Which is, I stayed up too late, Scott.
Oh. Well, and I was thinking that I stayed up a little late too, and went with a friend of mine to watch a hockey game, and we ate nachos instead of carrots and apples. And I was wondering why this morning I was just sort of dragging myself. In fact, I got up and checked everything and made sure everything was good at about 7 in the morning.
So you're really
and I went back to sleep for a couple hours. So
just harvested of your sowing that you did last night, right?
Yeah, just like you are. And I think, Martin, actually, that's a really good point, is that as we get... well, let's pick on McDonald's again, okay? If you go into McDonald's every day and you have a Big Mac or a fillet, chicken fillet and a soft drink and everything else, you expect a certain level of energy or health, right? And it just becomes like the habit and it becomes the baseline norm. And if you change that and you're eating organic foods and raw foods and you're not not highly processed foods over time, and particularly taking things like the Exela superfoods, over time the baseline changes and it's at a high, in my opinion, in my experience, at a higher frequency. And then I really notice when I go with one of my buddies and have a plate of nachos at the lounge and I'm watching a game or something. It's like, whoa, like the next day it's like, I'm wondering, what did I do, right? And of course, you just answered that question. And I think it's really neat that we are aware of it, because I think the majority of people, as I watch them drive to and from work with their Starbucks coffee, are pumping themselves full of stuff to kind of get, unnatural highs, and they're doing it. They're at a level where they don't really realize that they're not feeling that healthy. And what you're talking about is, like, I recognize that my brain's not, as sharp today as it normally is. And what I recognized this morning is I was dragging myself a little bit. And, of course, when I was in my 20s and if I, had a couple too many beers or something, I would recognize that same feeling, right? And I knew what it was. But when you're just eating your normal diet day in, day out, it's amazing the difference in how you feel. When
I've actually had it confirmed many times.
Empty calories.
Just 2-3 days ago, one of our customers called and she was saying, the more I cleanse, the worse it is for me to come off it, because whenever I break the proper behavior, I feel it worse. I guess that the word was, the cleaner I am, the greater the effect. No. When you come off of the clean diet,
the better you feel.
The cleaner you are, the worse the effect is. Yeah, like when you break your decent habits
of poor nutrition,
it becomes way more visible. So I called a friend of mine,
right,
a bit of a spiritual guide to me, and I'm saying to him, how is this? How is this possible? And he says, well, let me give you this analogy. If you are at a fairly low vibration, you're traveling at a fairly low speed, visualize something like a cow path. You know, it's just, you know, your highest speed is about 10 miles an hour, and you're just traveling maybe on a horseback, and if somebody drops a fairly large boulder in the middle of the path, it's no big deal. You just simply go around it. Now, if you are now at a much higher level, let's just say that you're traveling at the freeway speeds with your car all cranked up to about 80 miles an hour, and somebody drops a boulder in the middle of the freeway, you're going to have a difficult time negotiating that. And so that to me, that felt like a great analogy or a great way of illustrating that when you move at a higher vibratory rate, you must be prepared for the fact that whenever you drop down to the cow path speed, you're going to encounter the boulders that are on the cow path.
That's right. That's a great, I really like that analogy. That's really a good one.
Yeah.
Because, and it also comes back to personal responsibility, right? Because we're, you know, as we take more responsibility for our own health and as we improve our health, it's more difficult to go back to the old ways because you can feel the negative impact those
increased
ways have on our bodies.
Right.
Increase sensitivity,
and the price
is what we want. We want to be more aware.
Just with,
more conscious,
with everything.
Right?
Each weapon or each power has its sharp end of the blade. You know, like you should never grab the knife by the blade, right? You should always grab it by the handle.
Yeah. You remind me of when my oldest son was about 4, I think, maybe 3.5, 4, in around that age, cute age, and I was juicing carrots, and he was standing right beside me, and I'd give him the carrot, he'd put it in, and he'd put the plastic pusher in, and he'd push it, right? So I turned to grab a carrot, and when I looked back, he had his hand in that thing, and of course, I yelled and pulled his hand out, and
startled me up.
He was upset that I yelled at him, right? Like he was like, what, right? Startled. And I said, were you wondering what it felt like to put, you know, for the carrots? And he was going like, yeah. I said, it hurts. don't put your hand in there. Like, it hurts.
Yeah. Well, I guess. Yeah, I guess you could illustrate it listening.
Yeah,
his
little hand in
like
as far
this.
As he can put it, right? I was like, oh my God. That's right, or the pulp, right? It looks like this.
But anyway, so
I
would like to steer this conversation towards a topic near and dear to my heart, which is high vibration nutrition. And you know, my own journey into health began 24 years ago now, 25 years ago, when a fellow introduced me to blue-green algae. And it was the first time I ate true, primitive, nature-made food that's grown in direct contact with nature. You know, until that time, all I ate was cultured food, you know, something that a farmer would grow. You know, stuff that grows on fields, that are cultivated, that are fertilized, that's been... You know, I was back then just a regular guy eating the, you know, steak and potato or whatever it is that you call that lifestyle.
We really grew up eating.
I actually grew up in the
us,
Czech
right?
Republic, so
and assuming
you know, our Sunday dinner was pork roast, dumplings, and cabbage, or my mom's favorite would be, you know, breaded chicken, sort of looks like Kentucky Fried Chicken, with a potato salad, you know, the works. Anyway, so this was the first time I was encountering the algae. And algae is really something quite interesting. It's it grows in nature, and it's a very ancient species. It's one of the earliest life forms on the planet. It's actually a cross between a plant and an animal. because it has the ability to photosynthesize. It creates chlorophyll or uses light and carbon dioxide to make oxygen and chlorophyll in itself. So even in that sense, it's like a plant, but because it lives in the ocean, it's actually individual single cell organisms that aggregates to create these colonies.
Okay.
Well, plankton is even a more primitive form.
Like whales live.
Like plankton is the, that's the form that lives in the oceans. Yes, you have phytoplankton and zooplankton, and the phytoplankton is the plant, you know, the stuff that indeed grows by converting sunlight into energy. Whales eat that, and they also eat the krill, you know, the stuff that's like a microscopic shrimp.
Right.
So yes, I recently came across a company that grows phytoplankton in a very nice corner of the world, the corner of the world where we live. I'm so proud of the fact that we're living out of the way, you know, away from the urban congestion, away from the big industrial polluting factories that put out, oil and mercury and who knows what else out into the water. Anyway, the point is that the product is phytoplankton. Those are the smallest little creatures that are the basis of the entire food chain on this planet. Like, that's where everything begins. Like, if you were to pull the plug on that, if that one thing disappeared from the planet, the entire life of this planet disappears.
Right. And this stuff has been around for billions and billions of years.
It is sitting at the very base of the entire food chain.
And this and this food chain is available. I mean, this food is available to us, right? Like, it's not. Sometimes you hear stuff that
right.
well,
or
like grass.
We can
eat grass, but we could eat a cow
grass,
eat
juice,
grass, right?
Right, because we're not able to digest cellulose.
Like grass,
the grass is so rich in, but once you strip it out, the wheatgrass juice itself is very beneficial. Well, this phytoplankton is. Sort of, how do I put it well? It's before the wheatgrass, before chlorella, before spirulina. It's the first food. This is the food that's made all life possible. You know, like, say it again, the entire food chain stands on top of that. Like.
Right. And what's really neat is, like you've mentioned many times, right, our energy comes from the sun. And this particular organism takes the light from the sun.
That's right. And it pulls the minerals from the ocean.
Energy
and it creates amino acids. Well, it creates proteins, which are rich in amino acids.
And it's a renewable,
very
sustainable
much so. Yes, the oceans are
process
very
too,
deep
right?
And very much filled with minerals and everything else that they contain. In the sun, well, as long as sun keeps shining, there's life. Or at least there's the potential for life.
Right. Well, and one of the reasons you're really excited about this, we talked about it before we went on the air, was it's produced up in Canada along a pretty nice section of coast that's quite pristine, so we don't have oil spills and massive tankers coming by and industrial complexes polluting the environment that we're getting the water, the ocean water from.
Right. So if somebody wanted to eat the most ecological food on the planet, this would be it, because here you are taking carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, sunlight as it's coming from the sun, minerals as they're naturally present in the ocean, and you're producing this fantastic, rich source of nutrients that your body needs.
Right, right. So they've created a patented process for producing this algae paste.
Yeah. Well, behind all of
so
these
actually,
things,
well, how did this all come
story.
About?
This
right?
one starts with a fellow, I think his name is Tim Harper, I'm trying to think of his first name. But anyway, Tom, sorry. And he was.
I think it's Tom.
Right, yeah.
He and
their
his
idea
wife,
was
I think,
that
were
going
out
to
grow
these creatures
farm.
That eat this plankton. Right? They wanted to grow sea meat as opposed to sea plant. Of course, there's good money in shrimp and then in oysters and who knows what else, right?
Yeah. Well, and they were very successful. They produced this algae paste. And they were creating shellfish up to 5 times larger than those fed a traditional industry food. And everyone wanted their shellfish.
Right, oh yeah. Yeah,
when you have success, sometimes you have
small business running ragged, right?
Yeah, he was going 24/7.
You know, he shares it, actually, his daughter shares it in another article somewhere. And it's like, one day the light bulb went off and he started eating the food that he was feeding to his shellfish.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right.
He was
in
quite sick and the doctor gave him like a month to live, right? And so he thought, you know, well, this is creating shellfish
course,
5 times
what
bigger
this
than
does,
normal.
It's nourishing
what would happen if
your
I started eating it?
At the cellular level. Which is important. You know, the cells get what they need. They thrive.
Yeah.
Remember, we talked about the three causes of illness. Malnutrition, toxicity, stagnation. Well, this one deals with the nutrition side of things. When you nourish the body with high-quality nutrients, it can build. It can right itself. So yeah, Tom's experience was, of course, spectacular. He got well. He lived to tell about it, and he developed this product that's called UMAC, UMAC, and it's marine phytoplankton concentrated. So we now have it available either in a liquid form or in capsules.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Yeah, it's interesting, Martin, that according to NASA, phytoplanktons are responsible for approximately 50% of the carbon consumption and up to 90% of the oxygen production in the Earth's atmosphere. So they've really created the perfect business where you create this nutrient-dense food for us to eat and improve our health at the same time pulling carbon out of the atmosphere and
it doesn't
replacing
get any better than that if you want to be
processes.
In any business.
It's absolutely amazing.
Well, so remember how I was saying that this is the basis
right.
of the entire ecology? If you pulled the plug on this, you would pull the plug on life?
Yes.
That's what you're reading. 90% of the oxygen production. So how many years would it take before we would consume all of the oxygen?
Cool.
Well, the trees would still consume some, but on 10% we would be pretty hobbled.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. So it's just a wonderful story. And what happens when you start taking it is... It's really neat to get all that extra energy.
So of course,
and nutrients.
That's what I'm using to get myself back together. You know, whenever I'm having the after effects of self-inflicted abuse, That's what I reach for. You know, I need to feed my brain, or I need to feed my body so that it can feed my brain, so I can get myself back together. And it's this primitive food. You know, it's the chlorella, spirulina, blue green algae, wheatgrass, all of the stuff we put into the superfoods, right? I mean, we've been talking about Exula superfoods for 2 years now.
Yes.
We're in our third year, actually. And so here we go with yet another, even a more, what should I call it, basic or I still haven't recovered my brain. Language barriers. I'm trying to come up with the word that describes the absolute baseline or the ground, you know, like the cornerstone, the something that is at the very base upon which the entire life, the existence of life on this planet is based.
Right. And the very basic food for the beginning of the food chain. And so some of the benefits of the phytoplankton,
well, logically,
would be, you know, would it help cleanse and detoxify
everything with every disorder? I mean, you know, you can come up with words that will describe the kind of tissue damage that you can reverse with it. And it will be everything from the immune system. So, you know, when you eat that, it will strengthen your immune system. That must mean that you will be less sick with the immuno-challenge problems. That's the other
right.
thing, yes.
And that's it feeds one of the reasons it's a powerful antioxidant.
The type of foods
right.
that prevent oxidative damage. Oxidative damage is aging. So, you know, anything from wrinkles to brown spots on your skin to graying hair to feeling tired. So, you know, it will improve your hormonal system too.
Right.
So
right.
What's that mean? You're going to have better sleep because your hormones are controlled. You're going to probably reduce your weight. You know, you'll be slimmer because it will upregulate all of the endocrine system. It will help you with energy. It will help you with your blood pressure, sleep, you know. All of that stuff that's related to the proper functioning.
Right.
Oh yeah, doubly.
And probably it'll help metabolize fat.
Doubly. It will doubly metabolize fat.
Doubly?
At least.
Yeah, it'll metabolize fat, right? At least. So it's great for getting... We talk about like weight loss, but really what we're talking about is getting you to your ideal
right.
weight, right? Whether
yeah,
it's adding
you know, the objective
weight
isn't to
decreasing weight.
Go bigger or go faster. The objective is to reach the optimum, the balance, you know, dynamic balance. We've talked about dynamic balance in our other development, which I hope to launch into this world soon. You know, the dynamic balance is the center of all existence. Because, you know, we talked about, for instance, the balance between calcium and magnesium in the autonomic nervous system. Now, it's not that you need to have more calcium or more magnesium. You need to have balance of the two. Likewise, we have...
And that's so hard to get.
Oh, I don't know what else to... we were talking about the endocrine system. So in that, you know, you shouldn't have more estrogen or more progesterone or more testosterone. Although, you know, if you're too low, you need to increase it. But you need to increase it in relation to other things. You know, it's seldom a seesaw of only two things. This reminds me of another favorite line that I get.
Right.
Which is the one thing you want me to do to improve my condition? And so the answer is, well, which of these spokes, 24 spokes in your wheel on your bicycle, do you want me to tighten? And the answer should be the one against the biggest right. wobble that puts your wheel out of center.
All right? of them.
Right? I mean, if you look at a bicycle wheel, how it's running as it's turning, if you have a tension problem on one of the wires, it'll create a bulge, right? And it'll go blip, 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 blip every time the wheel turns.
Yeah.
So you need to find that one spot and tighten the opposite. Or if it's pulled in, you need to loosen it. And so, as you've centered that spot, now you need to find which one is the next highest spot until it's all running in a single straight line. So, right. so if somebody's bicycle wheel if it has 24 wires and if 16 of them are out of line, which one do you work on? The one that's the most out of line. But after you've centered that one, it will become obvious that then the next one needs to be worked on as well.
Move. Yeah, move on to the next one. Well, and so this phytoplankton has high levels of antioxidants and anti-inflammatory micronutrients, and they're going to fuel the metabolism and also help with detoxification. So that helps you with, first of all, with the inflammatory things that are going on in our body, but by getting the metabolism going and detoxifying, we're mm-hmm. able to drop unwanted weight. And
yes.
Now, does it have an impact on
right,
the
exactly.
mitochondria?
Precisely. Yes.
Where that's where the cells make their energies, right?
Yes.
So we're going to see an increase in our energy level. Yeah, I'm liking that whole thing. I guess I just had this image, you know, of a superhero and he gets out into the sun and the sun he gets bathed in the sun rays and of course his powers just expand and he's able to, you know, fly
off the toxic anti-hero
anti-hero.
Here's another question that people will throw at me. Well, every time I get your newsletter, it looks like the thing that you're telling me about answers all health problems. It fixes everything. And it was like, well, it's true. When I write to you about magnesium, it's involved in every process controlled by the autonomic nervous system. That's just about everything that's going on in your body. So if your magnesium is out of kilter, just about everything in your body is wrong. So here goes another one of those miracle items. If your body is undernourished because you're feeding it fried food, this thing is going to feel like, a miracle. Now, when I talk about the Exula superfoods, those are more complex. They contain all of it, including phytoplankton, including chlorella, spirulina, wheatgrass, all of that. So this here is like, this phytoplankton is like a single instrument in an orchestra. Very important instrument.
But it's probably
sort of
a basic
like the,
instrument
rock
in the orchestra.
Band. It would be the guitar. Or in these, you know, in the piano concerto, it would be the piano.
Right.
Everything else comes along for the ride.
And everything kind of grows from that. So, Martin, is this...
No,
they
go,
like
they go to
the
ocean,
into
the
ocean
the
and like scoop
it
up,
the nutrients,
or how did they...
But they actually grow it in tanks. They have very large tanks. It looks... Well, I don't know. Those are circular, cylindrical tanks that they have on the land near the ocean. And they grow it there in a protected way because, they don't want the general pollution to reach it.
Well, not only that, if you're scooping it out of the ocean, you could be scooping up all kind. Yeah, I was going to say like Coke bottles or fish or all that sort of stuff. So they pump the water in and they grow it in a controlled environment, which means, of course, you're going to get more less stress.
Right,
on the,
and you don't have to compete with the whales that would come and eat it. Right.
And yeah. Yeah,
no.
So that sounds amazing.
And they make
amazing.
Lots of it. And,
not a small
and just
operation.
Recently, I made a deal. I contacted the company and I said, look, you are not allowing us to compete successfully with these super chains. Because, you know, the suggested price of this product is like $40 a bottle. But I found it for like 22, 23 bottles out there.
Yeah.
$23 a bottle out there. I said, well, how can I compete? So they said, okay, you can buy for the same price as the superstores and supermarkets, even if you're not as big as they are. So I said, okay, we're going to the market. So, you know, $22.50, I believe, for one of these bottles, and they are a fantastic amount of nutrients. It's for anybody who is suffering from either oxidative stress, metabolic stress, malnutrition, symptoms of aging, all of that stuff, which is just about any illness from, we're not supposed to name all these illnesses here because we're not supposed to practice medicine here.
Right. Well, Martin, I've got a few people who want to share their comments about it. And one is a fellow named Phil Doyle from San Diego, California. And he wrote, I rode my bicycle 1,600 miles from Vancouver, B.C. to San Diego, consuming primarily the phytoplankton, supplemented, which I thought was really interesting. He supplemented the phytoplankton with fresh fruits and veggies and fish. I was amazed at my strength, stamina, and recovery. And this is the part that blew me away. At age 54, I had more energy this trip than on bike tours in my 20s. And then Marilyn Morin in San Diego wrote, when I added the phytoplanktons to my diet, all the cravings stopped, and I kicked a two-decades-old Diet Pepsi heavy user habit. Also lost weight without even trying. It's kind of funny thinking Diet Pepsi being an addictive drug. Yeah, it is. And then Carrie from Laguna Beach in California wrote, I have had severe enzema for most of my life and have tried everything known to man. This is the first time it has vanished without returning. I take a full dropper every day, have been for 8 months, and my skin is completely clear. Even the big brown patches where the eczema would come up and go are now gone. My family thinks I have had a facelift.
Yeah, one of the main reasons why I went looking for this product and started carrying it, one of our clients called up, and she has suffered terribly with adrenal stress, or adrenal exhaustion, which is a terrible condition. You know, once that happens, people are just living a very, very limited, miserable life. And, we could someday go over the symptoms of adrenal exhaustion, but it's very debilitating. Anyway, we tried. We worked with her for 8 months with every sort of a thing, and she improved a lot. But finally, she said, well, Martin, I added one thing to your program that you didn't offer, and it's the phytoplankton. That made my life normal.
Wow.
So I said, okay, that's it. It's got to be it. Missing piece. And it's the amino acids that are in the proteins.
Yep.
These are the basic components, basic carriers of life. So I would say that this is about the highest nutrient density food there is.
Yeah. And just to put the exclamation on it, I have one more story I want to share from Anne. I'm not sure where she is. As a professional woman with a very busy schedule that encompasses extremely long hours, I have always tried to be health conscious. Despite taking care, I began experiencing extreme bouts of fatigue, On the recommendation of a friend, I found the phytoplanktons and helped. Who found that the phytoplanktons helped her during a surgical recovery. I began taking them. Much to my delight, I found that by the second day, I was noticing significant differences in many areas. I now have excellent energy and often walk several miles in the evening. My husband has noticed improvement in my memory, organization, and focus. He has been so impressed, he went out and bought a bottle for himself. We were delighted to see the newspaper articles on it. It's a product that we will continue to take daily, and we have both...
There you go.
We now have both our grown sons taking the product as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I can just see
mine
Scott
going.
Is going to say at the end of this program, can you send me some?
I'm definitely sold on it. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to, you know, get into this in a little more detail, read all the information they can about it, and maybe
www.life-enthusiast.com. This is listed under the brand UMAC, UMAC. And so you can find it on the Life Enthusiast website, or you can find it under algae in the product section. And... If you don't like reading, just call me. 1-866-543-3388. You can find the podcasts and the blog and whatever else on the website. So just enjoy yourself. There's lots of information that you can learn about how to incorporate this into an overall healthy lifestyle.
Thanks for joining us today, everybody. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as we have. So for Martin and the Life Enthusiast Co-op, we'll see you next time. Restoring vitality to you and to the planet.